This is Jim McKinney. Welcome back to KE Report Politics. We've got Dr. Charles Page and, of course, Al and myself today. And, of course, as we just, you know, went into this last break, we were talking about what is happening with the decision-making process and the people taking their own personal decisions, trying to analyze what information out there. We're talking about suppressing of information that might help people make choices. But most importantly, we're talking about the forced nature, the heavy-handed nature of forcing vaccinations for people at a wide scale, and what that means. And I think, Dr. Page, you were going to make some comments there. And Al had talked about some of the, you know, the personal issues with both Border Patrol people and law enforcement people, but also friends and travel. So, you know, what do you think the impact to our, not only our emotional state, but our, the fabric of our nation, when this type of very, I'll just say it, heavy-handed enforcement procedures are beginning to, like, creep into our daily lives?
You know, Jim, just to echo what both you and Al have said, it's problematic. And I think a lot of times we don't see the long-term effects of what this degeneration of the relationship is going to look like. I mean, you know, once again, we're having nurses fired from hospitals. You know, once again, before the vaccine, it was totally fine for them to go and risk their lives, you know, take care of COVID patients. But now, since there's a vaccine, the whole game has changed. And, you know, in the long run, what that does, when those nurses are fired, you know, they're not coming back.
Right.
And this is going to be a real problem long term in healthcare, and in other businesses, and in other, you know, when these people are being excluded from the workforce or from society in a sense because of their beliefs, and it's really concerning. But, you know, think about this, just the basis of our society and our Constitution is based upon a trust between the people who give the power to the government. And when that trust is broken down, it just causes a lot of long-term problems. And that's what I'm really concerned about. And I don't think the government is seeing the long-term consequences of kind of pushing these agendas, which I believe are based on arbitrary absolutes, you know, pushing these agendas on the American people without thinking about the long-term effect. And I think we're going to have some problems, some real problems on down the road, because it's only fracturing the relationship even further.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think, you know, I remind people, I speak quite often publicly, and of course I do various radio shows. But one of the things I always remind people is that, you know, our government, this Constitution was a system that made the first change in human history where the people actually decided how they wanted to be governed and had the responsibility to do that. And the government here was to protect the basic rights, the foundational rights that were given to us by God, not by government. And that's the interesting dilemma that I see we're facing in our communities, where the government is now saying, no, we give you all your rights. And that's absolutely contrary to the foundations of our nation. But too many people are accepting that. And when they accept that, they aren't able to ask questions, or they actually push back. And the questions that I have, and I'm going to ask you as a doctor. So I look at three things. All right, vaccinations is positive, especially if you're in a risk category, as you know, that's a potential help for you. And it looks like that, you know, most of the information is showing that, yeah, it's relatively safe, and it really will help people in the category, in the risk categories. But why is the government not pushing as hard on therapeutics, which apparently there's quite a few out there that look like they have ability to assist? And, you know, therapeutics is one thing, but at the same time, not talking about the 100 million Americans that have actually had COVID and have developed some level of natural immunity. Why are those two issues not being discussed and equally weighed from this administration?
Jim, that is a great question, and that's something that I think most physicians have even asked. You know, we know there's a lot of good studies out there of a lot of treatments that the government has really thrown under the bus. And, you know, I think it goes back to the fact that the government is, in general, I don't want to go across the board and say this is true with everyone, but I think the government is basically saying we're the experts, we know what's best, listen to us. And, you know, I think all along with the COVID epidemic, the government could have had a completely different approach. They could have came to the physicians of this country and said, hey, we don't really have all the answers, and we need your help. You know, they could have went to the doctors in Washington State and said, hey, let's study ivermectin. We could have went to the doctors in Oklahoma and said, hey, let's study ivermectin and, and vitamin D and all the other stuff. And we could have did all that. And, you know, we could have came out with several studies and really kind of brought everyone into the fold, into the discussion, which is the way America has always worked, this free exchange of ideas, just like we're doing today, Jim. I mean, you know, there's some things that we've disagreed on, but, you know, come into an understanding of the truth. And I think that's where we're at. I mean, like you said, often people are just presenting this narrative without really, and filtering the facts based upon their worldview without really getting down to the truth of things. And I think that's where we messed up, you know? And so, I don't know where it's going to go from here. You know, science is really becoming a lot more subjective than it was 20 or 30 years ago. And so it's really hard to know. It's really hard to know who to believe anymore. Even in the literature, you know, the literature, people filter facts and data based upon their worldview. And so that's why I think we all need to step back and really be people who are looking for the truth. And it's so hard to find that today in the media.
I so much agree with you on this. And what, you know, I know we're going to go here about another minute, and then we're going to have you talk a little bit about your media and some of the things that you're doing out there at the end of this segment. But here's what I'm concerned with. The FDA depends on universities and the pharmaceutical companies in order to gather information and research. And without reaching out to the broader segment of the community of the world, of the health, you know, officials around the world, they have a very few people that they contact with. And I'm very concerned that there's been, people have interests, people have views.
Yep.
And that's the unfortunate, sad thing when we're being forced to take vaccinations where the government's paying for it and it's, you know, taxpayer, all these other things. And you don't really trust who's making the decisions anymore behind the scenes in that. So that makes me, you know, especially when you see some of these other studies out of Israel, when you see some of these studies out of Europe right now, and of course the push against children, which, you know, have a very, very low risk of this disease.
Jimmy,
so anyway, I definitely want to give you an opportunity here.
We got about a
minute left. I want to give you the opportunity, Chuck, to go ahead and talk about, you know, what you're doing with media and some of the great things that are out there that people can look at.
Well, so, you know, I'm trying to encourage people to find faith and courage and hope, you know, from a Christian worldview. And so, and kind of getting back to, you know, the fact that before people ever trust what we say, they have to trust us. And so that's kind of the goal with Spoonfuls of Courage. It's just, you know, telling people's stories and kind of getting back to a sense of credibility. And there's always things that we can learn from people, from their life stories and life lessons and things that we can use no matter what our belief system is that can help us. And that's kind of the goal. More than necessarily, you know, preaching a sermon to people, I believe so often the best sermon we can preach is with the example of our life, you know, our credibility, our character,
yes,
and those things. And that's kind of what we've been talking about in this in this discussion is that all of that has been lost with our culture and our society right now, is that no one trusts anyone because we're not as credible as we need to be. We're not as competent as we need to be.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.